Hello, everyone, and welcome to Landmark English. And as we always do around the end of the month, we're going to take a look at some news stories, both local news and international news.
Well, Bill, I love the Landmark Times unit because it really gives us a chance to go back and see all the interesting things that have happened over the past month.
That's right, Siobhan. And of course, as we always do, we'll have two main news stories, and then we'll have a series of headlines that we'll take a look at. All the headlines are just examples of the title or the name of some stories that have recently been in the news.
Yeah, it's like a little bite-sized piece of news that you can chew on for a while.
Exactly, a little news snack. I like the idea. Okay, listeners, well, why don't we go ahead and jump into today's article? Open up your magazines to May 30th. Follow along as Siobhan and I take you through the first part of our news unit.
Local. Slave to the card no more. There is a light at the end of the tunnel for the so-called card slaves. Taiwan's legislators are reaching out to people who have accumulated large amounts of credit card debt. If the card users don't owe more than NT$20 million, they will be given a second chance to pay off their debts. This can help save them from bankruptcy. Science. Still evolving, human genes tell new story. If you thought that humans had reached the height of their evolution, you might be wrong. Researchers discovered 700 regions of the human genome where genes were reshaped by natural selection within the last 5,000 to 15,000 years. This goes against the previous belief that evolution slowed down drastically more than 10,000 years ago. The cause of the change may have been man's transition from hunter to farmer. Genes affecting appearance, bone structure, and the ability to process food were found to have changed. For example, it is believed that Europeans once bore the same skin color as their African ancestors. However, over time they acquired their current paleness in order to admit sunlight to make vitamin D around 6,600 years ago. Headlines. Global News. Leisure. Taiwanese exult in Ang Lee's Oscar triumph. Health. Is business ready for a flu pandemic? Sports. Japanese ecstatic over baseball classic title. Technology. Microsoft to delay next version of Windows. Local News. Education. U.S. seen as local students' number one choice for overseas education.
Okay, so we've got some interesting news stories to look at here and a number of pretty interesting headlines, like the fact that many people in Japan are really excited because their team won the baseball classic.
Yes, I remember beating Korea was a huge deal.
It was, but moving back up to the beginning, we have these two main stories we want to take a look at. Now, one is actually a local story, and it's called Slave to the Card No More. Now, as usual, our headlines here, our titles for the stories, they're interesting and they use words really well, and they also tell us a little bit about what the story is about.
Yeah, it's usually a really catchy title, something that'll catch your eye and make you interested in the article. Slave to the Card No More. What we mean is, like, if you're a slave to something, it means that that thing is your master. You have to do what it wants all the time.
Right, and what kind of card are we talking about? Well, as we'll find out, we're talking about credit cards. We begin here by saying there's a light at the end of the tunnel for the so-called card slave. And I like the way that this is written. You know, the idea is you're going through this tunnel and everything's dark and you don't know what's out there, but there's a light at the end. So something good is going to happen at the end. It just means something good will happen soon after you go through a hard time. And the card slave then is someone who is a slave to what kind of card?
Credit cards. It's a really big problem.
Right, so that's why people in Taiwan, the legislators, are reaching out to people who have accumulated large amounts of debt. Now, when you accumulate something, it means that you get that thing, but somehow it builds up and continues to build up until you have too much of it.
That's right. I actually read something the other day that the average Taiwanese person has accumulated 5 credit cards. I thought that was crazy.
Wow, that's a lot of credit cards, and that's going to be a lot of work they'll have to go through to pay it off. What do you do? I mean, what happens if you can't pay it off? Well, you have a couple options, of course. Like it says here, you can declare bankruptcy.
Yeah, if you declare bankruptcy, what you're saying is you're legally saying that I don't have enough money to pay for anything. You go to the government, they help you, but your credit, so maybe if you want to buy a house someday or, you know, you want to get a bank loan, you can't because you've told the government, I can't pay for anything.
Right, it's interesting. It's a protection that the government gives to the people in its society, to the consumers. And the basic idea is if you have so many debts that you can't pay off, then basically you can't even afford to live, and they need to give you some way to get rid of that problem.
I know a lot of people, what they do if they can't pay off a credit card, I mean, filing for bankruptcy, as they call it, is really extreme. They'll just get another credit card and use that credit card to pay for the first one.
Right, and they keep on juggling them back and forth, but that can cause a lot of problems too. Now, I mentioned that people that file for bankruptcy or declare bankruptcy often do it because they can't pay off their debts. And this phrase, pay off, is usually specifically used to talk about debts.
Yeah, if you pay off something, it means, well, you pay it down to zero. It's like you're paying it to get it off your back, something like that.
Right, and like you said, you can pay off a debt or you can pay a debt off. So you can put the thing you're paying off in between the words as well. Okay, well, this sounds like a good thing the Taiwanese government's doing for people here in Taiwan, but do notice that there's a limit. It's only for people that don't owe more than 20 million NT dollars.
Wow, that is so much money. I can't imagine buying 20 million NT dollars worth of stuff.
I can't either, but of course, I mean, think about why they would do this. It's only people that owe less than 20 million that can use this program. So if you owe more, of course, that's a lot of money. So they want to make sure people with a lot of money and businesses aren't going to abuse this law.
That's a really good idea, because I know sometimes in the United States, corporations, they get tax breaks and have to pay less. So it's a good idea that the Taiwanese government is making a law like this.
Right. Well, I'm really curious to find out what they're doing, what exactly this second chance is. So I'll have to do a little more research on this new law. Little difficult sometimes to find this kind of information in English, but I know it's out there if I search for it. All right, well, there's our first news story. Let's hear some Chinese explanation.
Hello, my name's Daphne. 今天的第一则新闻跟前一阵子吵得沸沸扬扬的卡奴有关系。卡奴的英文呢叫做 card slaves。那我们的标题是 slave to the card， 介系词要用 to 是什么的奴隶。后面这个 no more 是表示我们不要再做卡奴了。第一句话说到 ,there's a light at the end of the tunnel for the so-called card slave。在隧道的底端呢，有光发出来，表示 something good is going to happen。什么样的好消息呢？也就是下面那句话所提到的，台湾的立法委员呢 ，are reaching out。reach out 就是伸出援手，给谁呢 ？To people。那么 people 后面 who 所引导的子句又修饰，这些人是 who have accumulated large amounts of credit card debt， 他们都累积了很多卡债的这些人。援助的条件是 ，if the card users don't owe more than 20 million NT dollars， if 所连接的是表条件的子句，如果卡奴所欠的卡债不超过2000万的话 ，they will be given a second chance。they 呢就指的是这些 card users 会被给予第二次机会。机会的后面的不定词片语修饰这个机会，说明这个机会让他们能够 to pay off their debts， 能够付清他们的债务。要不然的话，他们可能就要宣布破产了。那么宣 布破产要用一个动词，就是 declare 或者是 file， declare bankruptcy 或者是 file bankruptcy。 declare 的拼法是 D-E-C-L-A-R-E， D-E-C-L-A-R-E， file 呢就跟档案那个字一样，是 F-I-L-E， file。
All right, so moving into our second story here, we see that we're going to move from just interesting local news of what's happening in Taiwan to some news about the universe and our world and nature.
Yes, Bill, I know over the past 5 years, I have been hearing so much more about humans, the way that we grow and develop, and our genes and our personalities. There's just so much things in science that I've been learning lately.
Yeah, I know. The genes that you wear often say something about your personality. Like, if you wear black jeans and black pants, then that means maybe you have a dark personality and...
Bill, you're too silly. I'm talking about human genes and the human genome. Do you remember maybe...Oh, I don't remember how long ago it was about mapping the human genome.
Yeah, it was about 5 years ago or so. And they went through and they found out exactly what the human genome is like. And the genome is basically the information all of us have inside our bodies, inside the smallest part of our bodies, that tell us...what we are and who we are. It's the DNA that we're talking about.
That's right, and I love this article because it starts out, if you thought that humans had reached the height of their evolution, you might be wrong. If you look at our society, it's like humans are doing so well right now. Is this the height of our evolution? Can we go no higher?
Right, and we're also talking about the real physical, biological us.Have we changed or have we stopped changing in our bodies? Well, the idea here is that maybe we haven't, because these researchers have discovered a lot of regions or a lot of parts of the human genome that have been changing a lot.
Yes, there's sort of been a big transition in the way that humans have developed. If you're talking about a transition, it's like a change, but it sort of has the feeling of a change that happens slowly over time. If something is transitioning, it's evolving and progressing, but it usually will end up being a big change, but it starts out really slow.
Right, so you can use the word to talk both about that change, what actually changes, how it happens, and also the period of time the change happens over. So here we've got man's transition from hunter to farmer. So we're talking about the time and all of the things that changed in our human society and culture and life when we changed from being mostly hunters to farmers.
Wow, you can definitely imagine how it would be so different. I mean, if you're hunting all the time, you're always traveling, you have to search for your food.
That's right. And I guess the idea is, as humans began to settle down in cities and stop moving and grow plants to eat and actually be farmers, well, I guess a lot of things began to change in their bodies. For example, the genes affecting appearance and bone structure. So these things that tell us how our body is shaped and what it looks like, those things have changed over the years.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, we have so many different kinds of humans all over the world. Everyone's different size, shape, color. But it makes sense that we would come from one type of human and evolve from there, don't you think, Bill?
Well, definitely. The idea here is that, of course, you know, many people have this idea that people from all over the world originally all came from Africa. And, of course, that means that that's where our families came from and eventually spread out to the world.
Well, the concept of ancestors is a really popular one, especially in Taiwan. It just means that, well, it's your family tree. It's your parents, your grandparents, your great-grandparents. So it's kind of a cool idea to think of all these people in Africa as our ancestors.
Right, and the idea, of course, we're not talking about the people alive today. It's the people who were alive long, long ago. And as they moved out over the world...They, I guess, for some reason, didn't need to have as dark a skin as the people in Africa. Instead, they were able to lose that color so that they could admit sunlight to make vitamin D.
I wonder if maybe where these people were moving, there wasn't as much open sunlight, so their skin got paler to allow that vitamin D in, because I know our bodies really need vitamin D.
Right, and also maybe they didn't need the protection that dark-colored skin can really give you.from the sun. I mean, we all know what's true about really pale white foreigners that come here to Taiwan and go down to Kenting and hang out in the sun on the beach. What happens to them?
You get a horrible sunburn. I know I'm incredibly pale and I burn so easily. Maybe in the summertime, I'll start carrying an umbrella around like the Taiwanese.
That sounds like it could be an interesting plan, Siobhan. But remember, the whole point of this article is that the idea is that these changes happened over, you know, maybe about 10,000 to 6,000 years ago. So not too long ago, and they really show major changes in our genes. So it's really a big deal to find this out. Okay, there's our second story. Let's hear some Chinese explanation.
下面这则新闻呢，跟人类基因的演化有关系。Researchers discovered 700 regions of the human genome. Where 后面的子句呢，形容这些人类的基因组 ，where genes were reshaped by natural selection within the last 5,000 to 15,000 years. 也就是有很多的基因呢，在过去的5000年到15000年之间重组了。那么是因为什么而重组的呢？By 后面告诉我们是 by natural selection, 是借由自然的选择、天然的挑选。This goes against the previous belief. This 指的是前面这个发现跟以前的观念是不一样的。Believe 后面告诉我们以前的观念是 that evolution slowed down drastically more than 10,000 years ago. 也就是演化呢早在一万年以前就急速的放慢。那么这个成因是什么呢？因为没有办法做具体的证明，所以呢，我们这里用 may have been 表示一种可能，有这种可能性。The cause of the change may have been man's transition， 可能是因为人类的转换。这个转换是 from hunter to farmer。此外，还有一些其他的东西呢，也改变了。下面那个句子呢，我们用的是被动语态 were found 被发现 to have changed 改变了，动词用。Were 因为指的是两者以上的东西，这里提到的是 genes 哪一种基因呢 ？Affecting appearance, bone structure。主词的另外一个部分呢，就是 the ability 什么样的能力呢 ？To process food。下面举例说明 ，It is believed 后面接子句，同样的句型可以改成 People believed 后面同样接这个子句，人们相信的是 Europeans once born the same skin color as their African。Ancestors, the same as 就是和什么一样。注意介系词要用 as。原来欧洲人呢，他们以前的皮肤颜色跟他们的非洲祖先是一样的。可是经过时间以后 ，they acquired their current paleness。随着时间呢，他们的皮肤越来越白。皮肤比较白，主要的目的是希望能够做到下面这个不定词片语所提到的 ，in order to admit sunlight to make vitamin D.
All right, listeners, we're going to take a short break now. We'll be right back with the headlines. Welcome back to Landmark English. This is Bill. Siobhan and I are taking a look at our news unit for the month. Now, we just looked at our two main news stories, so let's take a look at these headlines. Now, the first one we have is in our global news section. It's about leisure activity, a fun things to do, and Taiwanese exult in Ang Lee's Oscar triumph is the headline. So this is great. This happened recently. The Oscars are the Academy Awards for movies that happen in America, and basically, Ang Lee won an Oscar, and so he was triumphant.
Definitely. I don't think that anybody in Taiwan doesn't know about this. He won for that movie, Brokeback Mountain. I think everyone in the world was so happy that that movie won.
Definitely. And a triumph like this basically means that it's a thing that you succeeded in doing. It's a victory. So many people are very happy that Ang Lee won this award.
Well, now we're going to move on to our health unit, and it's something that everyone has been talking about lately. Is business ready for a flu pandemic? We're talking, of course, about bird flu and all the horrible things that could happen if bird flu came to be. We're talking about here, though, what would happen in the business world.
Right. Is business ready for a flu pandemic? Now, we all should also mention this word pandemic means a sickness that has spread out over a really large area. And in the case of bird flu, we're really worried about it spreading out over the whole world. So, are businesses ready to deal with this? Because think of it, if everybody's sick, money stops going into businesses, people stop buying things, and the economy could go down. So it really is a big thing that should be looked at. And we move on to our sports story next. Japanese ecstatic over baseball classic title. And we were talking about this earlier.
Definitely. I said that Korea was the favorite. I remember reading about it. And everyone said, oh, Korea's gonna win. And then suddenly, Japan stole the title.
That's right. That's why Japanese people are ecstatic. When you're ecstatic, you're really, really excited and happy. I mean, we're talking jump up and down happy, aren't we?
Woohoo!
Exactly, just like that. It's a good example of being ecstatic. So you were ecstatic about the next story, aren't you? You're really excited that Microsoft is going to delay the next version of Windows.
I am so happy that that new version of Windows is not coming out.
Exactly. When you delay something, it means that something that should happen at a certain time will now have to happen later because you're not finished, you're not ready, something like that. So Microsoft is not ready to send out its newest version or the newest kind of Windows, the operating system for your computer. All right, now we're going to move from global news to a local news story here about education.
It says the U.S. is seen as local students' number one choice for overseas education. So we're talking about all the students in Taiwan in high school, and they're thinking, I want to go abroad to study. Where should I go? And they seems like they all want to go to the U.S.
Right. It's just a little story that tells you something about what students here are doing. When you want to go overseas or, you know, over the ocean to some other country to get maybe your university education, most students in Taiwan are going to the U.S. All right, listeners, there's our headlines for the day. Let's hear some Chinese explanation.
接着我们要来看几个新闻头条。为了要节省时间，新闻头条呢通常用字简练，所以经常会省略冠词啊，或者是 be 动词。就例如这里我们提到的这个运动新闻，就省略了 be 动词 are。Be ecstatic over something 就是因为什么东西感到欣喜若狂，这里的 be 动词 are 省略了。再回过头来看第一则新闻，它用的这个动词呢是 exult， 后面加上介系词 in。因为什么而欢腾，当然李安因为他这个 Brokeback Mountain 断背山一片得到奥斯卡的最佳导演奖，让台湾人欣喜若狂。再来看健康有关的这则新闻提到 Is business ready for a flu pandemic? A pandemic 呢指的是一种 sickness that has spread over a large area。这里用到的动词片语是 be ready for， 就是准备好了。要是企业没有准备好禽流感来袭的话呢， economic 也就是经济呢一定会 go down 的。先前提到新闻用字呢经常会省略掉一些字，还有要提的就是经常我们在看标题的时候会发现呢它会用不定词表示未来，就如同科技所提到的这个头条一样， Microsoft to delay next version of Windows， 这里用不定词表示未来，说明 delay 这种行为呢即将发生。
Okay, there's our news stories for the month.So we've got a lot of interesting things that have happened here. I think I'm going to learn a little more about that human genes still evolving story. You know, listeners, you can always go and check for this information on the internet and see some more about these news stories. Okay, well, let's go ahead and read through our entire article now one more time.
Local. Slave to the card no more. There is a light at the end of the tunnel for the so-called card slaves. Taiwan's legislators are reaching out to people who have accumulated large amounts of credit card debt. If the card users don't owe more than NT$20 million, they will be given a second chance to pay off their debts. This can help save them from bankruptcy. Science. Still evolving, human genes tell new story. If you thought that humans had reached the height of their evolution, you might be wrong. Researchers discovered 700 regions of the human genome where genes were reshaped by natural selection within the last 5,000 to 15,000 years. This goes against the previous belief that evolution slowed down drastically more than 10,000 years ago. The cause of the change may have been man's transition from hunter to farmer. Genes affecting appearance, bone structure, and the ability to process food were found to have changed. For example, it is believed that Europeans once bore the same skin color as their African ancestors. However, over time they acquired their current paleness in order to admit sunlight to make vitamin D around 6,600 years ago. Headlines. Global News. Leisure. Taiwanese exult in Ang Lee's Oscar triumph. Health. Is business ready for a flu pandemic? Sports. Japanese ecstatic over baseball classic title. Technology. Microsoft to delay next version of Windows. Local news. Education. U.S. seen as local students' number one choice for overseas education.
Okay, let's take a look at our vocabulary. Accumulate. Rain accumulated in the empty barrel beside our house.
Pay off. Mindy was able to pay off her debts after winning the lottery.
Bankruptcy. Paul had to declare bankruptcy after spending his last dollar.
Transition. The transition to adulthood is often difficult for teenagers.
Ancestor. My ancestors came to America from England.
Triumph. Sean's team celebrated their triumph over the city champions.
All right, Landmark listeners, that's our news story for the month. We're out of time, so we got to get out of here. But please join us again next time on Landmark English. Until then, I'm Bill.
And my name's Siobhan.
See you next time.